ahead and start with the questions so I don't take up too much of your time.
Not at all.
I know that when Aladdin started, they actually, when Menken and Ashman were originally writing songs together, they wrote A Friend Like Me, Prince Ali, and Arabian Nights, and then they moved on to Beauty and the Beast and then came back to Aladdin after Howard Ashman had passed.
And Proud of Your Boy.
And Proud of Your Boy, which is the demo that made it to Broadway, but unfortunately did not make it to the
actual. And is a song that I auditioned with.
Really?
They gave me that song to audition. That's the first Aladdin song I ever heard, and it's the one they asked me to audition.
Because I know that it's on this new DVD that they actually show, like, the demo and some of the storyboard, which is incredible. Did you ever actually get to meet Howard Ashman, and what was he like?
I did get to meet Howard Ashman. I got to meet Howard Ashman at the audition for Aladdin.
Excellent.
And he was absolutely lovely. I mean, I don't have really clear memories other than he gave me great adjustments in singing the songs.
Yes.
And that I was in awe of his work on Little Shop of Horrors and Little Mermaid. So it was great meeting him.
Yeah, the reason I asked is because I know that the movies that he did work on, he brought out like the greatest vocal performances from, like, when he worked with Jodie Benson and Paige O'Hara. Like,
really
he
did.
Really just was amazing.
Yeah.
Now, with the songs that you did sing, what was it like working with Alan Menken, who at this point is like a Disney like icon?
He's a Disney legend. I think he's a bona fide Disney legend.
Absolutely,
actually.
Yeah.
What was it like working with Alan? He's completely, just completely normal man. I mean, you know, he's like very avuncular. He's very, you know, I wrote this little song and, you know, here it is. And then you listen to it and it's like, oh my God, that's going to be a classic for generations and generations.
Right.
But for him, it's just an extension of his being. It's like, he loves the art and craft of writing songs and writing music and writing pop songs. He just loves doing it. And that comes out. And he was wonderful, wonderful with me. He was very patient with me. He really wanted to make sure that I was comfortable in the studio, that I understood the words that I was singing.
Oh yes.
It was one of the great experiences of my life working with him. And I'm going to see him in 5 days.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, I saw him at the D23. I always watch the live streams because I'm a D23 member, but
oh, cool.
I never get to go to the thing because it's kind of far away.
Right.
But
yeah,
I saw his performance and it was amazing.
Oh, cool.
Now, Aladdin is my personal favorite Disney movie, but I actually like all three films, Return of Jafar and King of Thieves.
Oh, cool.
And you're the only vocal talent to have sang in all three movies.
That's true.
Is there other songs like from Return of Jafar or King of Thieves that you really like?
I mean, they weren't written by Alan. They were written they were written by somebody else. And yeah, I mean, I think the music is really fun in all of them. Those two sequels were originally supposed to be part of an Aladdin TV show.
Which is Return of Jafar has the same look as that in King of Thieves as well. However, in King of Thieves, Robin Williams brought his voice talents back to the genie. So in King of Thieves.
Are you sure?
Robin Williams? Yeah, he came back for King of Thieves.
I thought it was Dan Castellaneta in both of those.
He did the Return of Jafar, but actually Robin Williams came back for King of Thieves.
Wow, that's some good trivia there. I did not know that.
Yeah. Actually, I remember the commercial when I was a kid where it had Robin Williams in the commercial saying, it's a kinder, gentler genie. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well,
but
I did not know that.
Yeah, but I your voice in all of it, you can tell it's you.
Oh, cool.
And that's why I thought maybe there was a song that you really liked, because one that I loved was Out of Thin Air. Do you remember
beautiful
that song?
Beautiful song.
It's such a good
song.
Duet.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, it doesn't rival A Whole New World. But.
And I think I sang that with Liz Calloway.
Yes, because she did Jasmine for Return of Jafar and King of Thieves.
I mean, it's honestly, it's so long ago that I don't remember too many details about the sequels.
Oh, yeah.
I was working on Broadway at the time when I recorded them. I was doing a show called She Loves Me, and I was doing Grease, and I was doing a lot of Broadway at that time.
Okay.
They just brought me in studio to record those songs, and I remember thinking they were terrific songs, but it was very fast.
Very fast.
The original Aladdin movie was more in-depth. They took more time with it.
Of course.
You know, but they were good experiences, too.
Excellent. Now, speaking of Broadway, transitioning into that,
sure.
I know that Aladdin was playing at the Hyperion for a very long time in the parks, and now it kind of made its transition to actual Broadway and been super successful. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a really fun family show. I mean, they reinstated Proud of Your Boy, which was cool.
Yeah, like, it's amazing.
Yeah, I went and saw it, and, the whole cast was great. The guy they had playing the genie won the Tony, deservedly so.
Oh, yes, he was fantastic.
He's just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So my thoughts are, you know, it should play forever, you know? It's it's just one of those shows and those scores that just gives you a warm feeling.
Right. I know that when I was sitting in for just a few seconds on the group interview, you were talking about the reaction, and you just didn't know if anybody was going to show up at the D23 panel and things like that.
I wanted
to reassure you, because I work at the Disney store,
uh-huh.
and when the pre-order for Aladdin started, we got a ton of Aladdin stuff, and it sells like crazy.
Oh, that's great.
So I just wanted to let you know that people are pre-ordering it, and they're excited about the bonus features.
Well, I'm excited about them being excited about it.
Which leads me to my next question.
Yes.
The bonus features, there's a lot of great demo tracks that are in. Actually, there's quite a few tracks that didn't make it into the movie, and I know that Robin Williams, he apparently had like 14 hours or so of extra dialogue because he would just riff on stuff. Did you ever like see him recording or?
You know, one of the great regrets I have is that I never got to meet Robin Williams while he was doing this.
I wondered, yeah.
And Scott, the speaking voice of Aladdin, who you would imagine worked with him every day for a year,
mm-hmm.
only got to meet him once.
Wow.
So it was one of those situations where they very much isolate you when you're doing your part and just let you go. And with Robin, that's probably a good idea because he's just not going to stop, and he's probably not going to let anybody get another word in, and he shouldn't because he's a genius.
Yeah.
And you let the genius run with what the genius does. So yeah, it's good that they put all that footage in there because, you know, it's probably unbelievably entertaining, the stuff that didn't make the movie.
Absolutely. So I guess my final question would be, since we were talking about A Whole New World, which I think, as far as Disney songs go, it's one of the most recognizable melodies. Anytime you put it into a medley or anything like that, people are going to know right away.
Yeah.
Have you talked or kept in contact with Lea Salonga at all?
I see her every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not too much. She lives in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah,
primarily.
She's like huge legend, like
huge
person
star in the Philippines
over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she doesn't, you know, she hasn't been in the States very much. I saw her new show. She's got a Broadway show called Allegiance, down
yes.
in
mm-hmm.
San Diego when it was at the Old Globe, and she was absolutely wonderful. And we opened Hong Kong Disneyland together about 10 years ago.
I saw the plans for that.
Yeah. No, this is. Are you talking about Hong Kong or Shanghai?
Well, cause no, the Shanghai one.
That's coming up.
Yeah, we just saw. All, I mean, it's just gigantic.
Gigantic, and it's a very different park. And hopefully, you know, they'll ask us to sing the song there too. But yeah, we went to Hong Kong Disneyland together, the opening of it, and I sang Whole New World with a star there named Joey Young, and she sang Reflection from Mulan.
And, okay.
But we spent a little bit of time together, and she's terrific. You know, she's doing wonderfully. She's got one of those great soaring signature voices.
Oh,
and
I don't
think it would really feel like a magic carpet ride without Lea's soaring voice.
Yes. Well, you guys have sounded so good together.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you
this
for coming.
This is like, I just have to tell you, like I said, Aladdin is my favorite. When I was a kid, I used to sing the One Jump Ahead reprise
for
my auditions.
Sure, sure.
So I've sang
Riff Raff,
Street Rat, so many times.
Yeah.
People just, when I would go
to... Wait, let's sing it together, ready?
Okay.
Riff Raff, Street Rat, I don't buy that. If only they'd look closer, would they see a poor boy? No, siree. They'd find out there's so much more to me.
Yeah. That was a dream come
Yay.
True, literally.
That's what I'm here for.
Sit closer and do it one more time.
Oh, my God. I haven't sang that song because I was like 10.
Okay. Ready? Let's do one more time. In trend.
Okay. Hold
Ready?
On.
Here
Let me get my diaphragm going. Okay.
No, you sounded great. Ready?
Thank you.
Riff Raff, Street Rat, I don't buy that. If only they'd look closer, would they see a poor boy? No, siree. They'd find out there's so much more to me. Trent, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Nothing like real music.
Yeah. And I just wanted to tell you that some of the facts that I got from in here, I've had this book since I was a little kid, and it's about the making of Aladdin.
That's great.
I wanted to show you a page that I think you'll get a blast from the past about, if I can find it. I had it bookmarked earlier, but I used my notes for it. It's a picture of you and Lea singing one of the...
This page.
one of the songs. Yeah, I've had this since I think 1994.
This was my college sweetheart's Yankee cap.
Really?
Yeah, and we weren't together very long, and now that hat, like that relationship is immortalized because of that hat is in everything.
Nice. That's amazing. Yeah. I was wondering if you could you sign this part?
Absolutely.
For me? Yeah, I have a pen right here. I just thought I'd bring it with me just to show you that whole thing. It's actually a really great book.
T-R-E-N-T?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Saying the reprise.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. All right. Thank you so much for the interview. Can we take a quick picture in front of the thing? All right, hold on 2 seconds.
You want to get in there?